From WJCT in Jacksonville, this is Redux. I'm your host, Vince Kong, bringing you our weekly radio magazine, and this is episode 4. It's Friday, September 16th, and you're listening to the Pledge Drive edition of Redux. Before we start the show, on behalf of WJCT News, I'd like to say thank you for your support, because listener contributions are the single largest source of revenue. It's hard to believe that you can run a radio station on the honor system, but that's what we do here every single day. So please renew your support for WJCT or make a first contribution right now. Give online at wjct.org. Now, back to the show. On this podcast, we look at the unusually high infant mortality rate in Duval County and what community leaders are doing about it. Also, we examine the steps doctors at the University of Florida Health Jacksonville are taking to ensure that our sickest babies have the best chance for a positive outcome. And for the final segment of our program, healthcare rankings are out, and for the Sunshine State, the results aren't good. But first, what's in a name? Find out. Earlier this week, Checker Cabs of Jacksonville is updating its fleet to compete with app-based transportation companies like Uber and Lyft. No longer will the cabs sport their classic yellow color. Instead, the newly rebranded Z-Trip cars are painted gray. While there are no announced changes in the price of fares, Z-Trip President Bill George says the changes are more than paint deep.
What we did was, as part of the technology upgrades, we went to a company out of Australia called MT Data. And they have a predictive dispatching system that does everything we need to do from a taxi cab standpoint, but it also helps us plan and position cars where they're going to be needed based on predictive behavior.
All of that data is then fed through the Z-Trip app, which works like the Uber and Lyft smartphone apps, allowing riders to hail cars and pay on the spot, also to know who's picking them up. George says Z-Trip takes the Uber model a step further by giving riders the ability to book in advance. Between the technology upgrades and new cars, the rebranding is costing the company close to $3 million. Now, Florida's infant mortality rate is lower than ever, but that isn't the case in the northeastern part of the state. And that especially isn't the case among African American babies. The infant mortality rate in Duval County, which includes Jacksonville, is higher than the state average, and a disproportionately high number of those babies who die are black. That's according to the Duval County Health Department. And a possible cause of those premature deaths? Racism. WJCT's Lindsay Kilbride has the story.
Duval County health data show black babies are born smaller and earlier than white or Hispanic babies. They're also almost three times more likely than white babies to die before their first birthday. Those numbers remained stagnant from 2007 through 2014, which is why Northeast Florida Health Coalition leader Faye Johnson is working with the county to get the right programs in place to target problem areas like prematurity.
We want to try to ensure that the women are healthy before pregnancy, during pregnancy, and in between pregnancies.
In their field, they were troubled by the striking racial differences and rates of premature.
A documentary shown to attendees highlights stress as a key factor in early births, and some research suggests that everyday subtle racism black women face could cause some of that stress. The film, called When the Bow Breaks, points out black women with college degrees are more likely to have a baby die than a white teenager, so finances aren't the only issue. After the screening, Newtown Success Zone Director George Maxey challenged people to do something to confront infant mortality in the next month.
No matter what it may be, have a conversation, read, learn, share something, but do something in the next 30 days to create change in our county.
Some audience members suggested addressing the stress component in school health curriculum, or finding ways to get more fathers in the picture, and educating parents about the risks. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.
For the second story in the series, Lindsay Kilbride looks at one way Duval County is helping expecting mothers, and that's through the Magnolia Project Oasis, a federally funded women's community health center which recently opened just north of downtown Jacksonville.
The Magnolia Project is a Northeast Florida initiative to combat infant mortality.
The goal is to get women as healthy as possible via emotionally, mentally, financially, socially, to minimize that stress so when she does become pregnant, that the stresses that contribute to a birth are minimized.
Sabrina Willis is a mental health counselor, or what's called a freedom coach, with the organization. She led Monday's conversation about infant mortality. Duval County Health Department data show premature births and low birth weights are leading causes of babies dying. Health officials say socioeconomic status and stress are contributing to small babies. Representatives from women's and children's organizations, as well as nurses and a doula, were all in the room Monday. Jacksonville University nursing professor Nancy O'Rourke says through studying community health in the urban core, she's seen stress beginning in young kids that sticks with them, continuing a cycle.
We saw stress at some of the elementary schools where many of the children in Health Zone 1 transfer from one school to another school up to 4 to 5 times in 1 year.
The group also talked about keeping their own mental health needs in check because service providers can experience secondary trauma from dealing with other people's hardships, and that could affect the quality of care given. Lindsay Kilbright, WJCT News.
We've taken a look at ways to help alleviate stress in expecting mothers. Now let's look at how science is hoping to improve outcomes in premature or underweight babies. Until recently, babies who required extra nutrition just after birth were given formula. But hospitals are more and more turning away from cow's milk in favor of food produced by our own species. WJCT contributor Allie George reports that University of Florida Health Jacksonville is among the first hospitals in Northeast Florida to offer donor milk or human milk-based concentrate known as Fortifier in both its newborn nursery and neonatal intensive care unit.
In the newborn nursery at UF Health Jacksonville, a baby is wailing as feeding time approaches. The hospital is among the first in Northeast Florida to exclusively offer donor milk or a human milk-based Fortifier in its nursery and neonatal intensive care unit. Dr. Rana Alyssa says research increasingly supports the idea that human milk is a healthier choice.
We're seeing a lot of asthma and eczema, and you're introducing foreign body, as we say about formula, because this is something not natural. So you have the increased risk for allergy.
I was a little skeptical at first about using it because just the simple fact that it's somebody else's milk.
Christina Bradley welcomed her son Levi into the world a few days ago. Because of his low blood sugar, he's drinking extra milk from a donor on top of breastfeeding.
The nurse was explaining to me the different bacterias and stuff that, you know, could be in it, but they've killed out.
Like blood donation, the process is regulated. The supplement was successful. Levi was able to stay with his mom while his sugar levels came back to normal. Allie George, WJCT News.
And for the final story of this podcast, the Sunshine State's healthcare system is one of the worst in the country. That's according to a new survey from the personal finance website WalletHub. As WJCT's Ryan Bank reports, one public health expert says that has more to do with state policy than it does with the quality of its doctors.
WalletHub looked at three different healthcare factors: cost, access, and outcome. Under its point system, Florida is near the bottom, at 38th best in the nation. University of North Florida Public Health Chair Jeff Harrison says the study is fair and thorough. He notes the worst marks are in access and cost categories, and he's looking to Tallahassee for change.
Certainly the state legislature can take a lead and can provide the infrastructure and the legislative support to move these forward, and they need to.
Since the passage of the Federal Affordable Care Act, Florida lawmakers have rejected expanding federal Medicaid coverage to higher-income people. Last year, though, the legislature did pass a package of bills aimed at addressing rising health care costs by forcing hospitals to be more transparent in their billing. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.
And that's our show. You can find all of our audio and web stories at wjctnews.org. You can also stream this podcast as well as all of our on-air content on the WJCT app, which is available on iTunes and the Google Play Store. And of course, find us on your favorite podcast app and hit subscribe. It's blues, it's R&B, it's folk, it's rock, it's jazz, it's country, it's all styles, it's all acoustic, it's all hour, every Friday night beginning at 11. It's String Theory, hosted by John Maycomer, who brings you music from artists including Ryan Adams, Ween, Keb Moe, Sleepy Rebels, Paul Simon, you name it, he's got it. This week, John is featuring the Indigo Girls. Here's their song, What Are You Like? That concludes Redux from WJCT News. I'm Vince Kong. Thank you for listening.